The dialogue of Critical mentions a date, even vague. But just the mere mention. The great war between the men inside and outside the Pillars of Hercules would have hatched some 9 millennia before the visit of Solon Salts, e, according to today's chronology, around 9600 BC. As we know, that war ended with the terrible earthquake that also destroyed the island of Atlantis. But also the Middle Ages had its own calendar, which began with the absolute top of the world, the day of creation. Was taken from the Bible and therefore had all the weight of a divine revelation. At the time, was all that the Bible was taken strictly literal. The Jewish people had their years from the date of creation of the world. According to the chronology supplied by the Genesis, the world was created in 5508 BC. No doubt it was allowed that time, regarded as revelation, and therefore was sacrosanct. Arose, then, the fact of a disappointing report immemorial, as called into doubt by the wise Aristotle, to mention a date for more than 4 millennia before the creation of the world. In this report, the center of the Atlantic, there was a highly civilized island in a season in which the earth was not only empty and deserted, but had not yet been established. In view of frank contradiction with canons of scripture, there was only one possible reaction: condemn those texts. Today, it is easy to discuss the matter. No longer teaches more than in all its parts. The Bible should be taken literal and currently comprises the Hebrew date of creation of the world in a different well. The search of Atlantis, in recent times. The man who forced the frame of the table representing the earth as it was conceived in antiquity and Middle Ages, was the Genoese Christopher Columbus. The service of Spain, which called for Cristobal Colón, to many of his contemporaries he was a fool, to defend fanaticism with the idea, mock the experts, that the more you penetrate west direction, finally come from behind, it would be possible to reach the extreme periphery of East Asia, China and Japan and, with that round, come to islands Moluccas, the islands of spices so appreciated. Undoubtedly, this project was interesting for the Spanish because the sea was there in the field of competitors, the Portuguese, because the land through several Arab countries, whose passage was subject to heavy taxes, as a toll. However, neither the idea in Portugal convinced Christopher Columbus was taken seriously, despite the fact that closing a real and genuine threat to the monopoly of its trade with the East, if and when they come to be accepted by others. Thus, no one gave credit to the words of the Genoese, who had long had to look who fund their desired business or risk it simmer through the globe. It is the years. One man supported Christopher Columbus and encouraged not to lose their courage during that long period of waiting, was the Florentine Toscanelli, whose advice and assistance of the Genoese very high valued you thank, including the collection of data available at the time. It is known that the efforts of the genial spirit, Iracaeto, obsessed with the idea of crossing the seas, were inspired, among others, in the mythical geography of antiquity and travel reports, Super Fantasiosos of Cosmos Indica Plotes. The road map, from Lisbon and pursuing ever, west direction, the Antilles, to Sipangu, Japan, was one of Toscanelli's letters, addressed to Colombo. However, the map which accompanied that letter was lost. Anyway, Christopher Columbus, who never falter in its efforts, managed to be received by Isabel de Caz, Screen Queen, and ended up signing with him the contract of Granada, which the crown equipped 3 caravels for the intrepid explorer in the season with 46 years of age. On August 3, 1492, Christopher Columbus set sail from Paios. Certainly, none of those present at the outset of the small expedition could have imagined the consequences of this tremendous adventure, even ignored by the Colombo. When, after months of uncertainty, waiting and almost despair, on 12 October of that year, Columbus anchored off the coast of Guinahani, in Watling Island, the Bahamas group, nor did he have rediscovered the idea that that ancient New World, 1800 years ago, was located and described in the narrative of the Platonic Atlantis, accused by scholars of antiquity, who have the text. In 1496, Christopher Columbus discovered the American continent at the mouth of the Rio Orinoco, When they had the certainty of having contributed in Sipangu, Japan, or Katai, China, it confused with flocks of flamingos majestic processions of Buddhist monks. Neither at the time of his death Columbo idea was that, unlike the east coast of Asia, he reached the eastern outskirts of a new continent, the New World. Certainly, there are few times that a mistake was genial season, marked by the same Christopher Columbus. However, since then, the door was opened to the west and up discoveries followed, one after another. In 1502, the Genoese admiral designed the giant shadow over Central America, began to spread the exciting tales of El Dorado, the king covered with gold, which rallied the adventurers in search of gold. In 1521, Fernando Cortés's devoted conqueror of the powerful kingdom of the Aztecs, went taken Tenochtitlan. In 1553, Francisco Pizarro conquered Peru, country of the Incas. Then, suddenly, the land of the remote West End revealed visual field of the West End became tangible, palpable. In 1569, Mercator published his map The World, which, in comparison with the globe of Martin Behaim of 1490, and shows the amazing progress made by the geography in only 8 decades. At the same time, the search of Atlantis woke from its sleep of more than a millennium. Already in 1553, Spain's Francisco López de Gomara, the first to write a history of the West Indies, newly discovered, referred to the Platonic foretaste, as the topography of the West Atlantic, which, surprising way, had his confirmation in fact, thereby justifying and brilliantly. The Platonic narrative, then defamed like mad and heretical. Gomara was of the opinion that the new continent, America, or was the island of Atlantis itself, or that continent end, behind the West Atlantic, announced by Plato. This thesis found supporters among remarkable men, but often disagree on its exact location. In his work New Atlantis, Francis Bacon of Vellum designated Brazil as the continent of Atlantis mentioned in the narrative. Janus Joan Burcherud adopted this version. The strange book entitled Mundus Subterraneus, authored the Jesuit priest Athanasius Kircher, published in 1665, deserves special mention. The author viewed the Azores Islands in the tops of submerged mountains of Atlantis and produced an amazingly accurate map of the island of Atlantis, bear-shaped, with the shaft pointing to the southwest. Remains how Kircher, without having the results of modern oceanic measurements of the profile, would have reached this result, however, should respect their intuitive understanding of the Platonic text which, in addition to your fantasy, was the only element to guide you in studies, figure 3. While Kircher, thanks to them the original text, achieving remarkable results and durables, other researchers, for missing the one point, lost in the maze of speculation. It started, then a tragicomic chapter of the recent research of Atlantida. Olaus Rudbeck thought to have rediscovered Atlantis Sweden, Bartley, Italy, Georg Caspar Kirch may have viewed it in South Africa, while Sylvan Bailey imagined in the cold of Pest Spitsbergen in the Arctic. For Delisle de Sales, the Atlantis was in Caucasian, Armenian Plateau. Bayer chose to Asia Minor, Balch, the island of Crete. Godron, Elgi and later the Count Byron de Perrock, said that would be located in the oasis of Hogger, while Leo Frobenius opted Orobalandia. The renowned archaeologist Adolf Schulten identified Spain with the Atlantic and Indian Tarshish as the real Posidonia. Richard Hennig, Nitalitsky and others adopted this argument. However, other researchers sought by Atlantis in the Atlas Mountains in North Africa. Herman believed to have found the right place in Surtee and others were searching the island of Ceylon. Since then, everywhere, in Helgoland, the fantasy of men sought by Atlantis, but the place was looking less than stated by Plato. Moreover, when some people joined the original text, Cadet, Bory of St. Vincent, Tournefort, La Trelle, the famous Buffon, Lemaître, Zan and Germain and Heinrich Schliemann, the great discoverer of Trojan, amateur's opinion Schliemann, a renowned researcher and often successful, has special weight, exceeding that of 100 people ultra-septicas, or 1,000 fantastic, Given the speculation surface, for over 60 years, the case Schliemann has to make headlines. On the 20th of October 1912, his grandson, Dr. Paul Schliemann, published in the New York American a sensational article on a legacy that would have been left by his famous grandfather. That legacy would have been part of a bronze bowl, found by the grandfather with the fabulous treasure of Priam, and that, so amazing, it would have a bearing Phoenician inscription, saying, of Cronos, king of Atlantis. But Schliemann had found grandfather in archaic dual layer 1, 2, in Troy, head of owl vessels, equal to that in 1883 he had seen in a collection of precious of Dionico, then displayed in the Louvre in Paris. And according to Schliemann et al., those vessels containing platelets square of silver metal. Apparently, these elements form the basis for the thesis of Drive Paul Schliemann, because by then disappeared in Russia, and the development of which still use two old Egyptian papyrus, supposedly discovered by his grandfather in St. Petersburg, attesting Egypt as a colony of Atlantis. Nor, Schliemann et al. Forgot the Door of the Lions, in Mycenae, which was found the inscription saying that the first temple was built by the Saltmisser, ancestor of all Egyptians, who was the grandson of a priest Atlantic. The which, in company of the beautiful daughter of King Cronos, fled the land that king and went to the margins of the Proto-Nile, figure 4. In contrast to the details of the Platonic tradition, susceptible to examination and verification, everything is as legendary as is the message of Herodotus, speaking in Atlanta, closed in the mountains of Atlas, which sleep asleep without dreams, or the legend of the god that Crono, such as the emperor, Barbroxa Kyphorza of the mountain, was sleeping in the cozy interior of a cave on the island of Atlantis. Moreover, the French researchers were devoting special efforts to the elucidation of Atlantis. Among them should highlight the scholarly priest Morux. He concentrated his studies in the field of natural sciences, hitherto neglected, with its four arguments coordinated appreciable and convincing reasons, but cannot be considered as evidence of Platonic reality of the island. Of equal value are the studies by Lewis Spence, on the basis of findings of lava. It is located no more than 13,000 years back the date of the cataclysm that killed the Atlantis. This is according to timing summary given by Plato, but Spence would have preferred to back, also the timing, especially in time, probably to support his theory of migration waves, starting from Atlantis, and why Europe was colonized. It is worth mentioning again, the presentation summary of the subject, made by A. Bruin, in his book The Shadow of Atlantis, The Shadow of Atlantis, in theory launched by previous researchers, as the Count of Kali and that the Atlantis would have been destroyed with the fall of a comet or meteor that the same time caused the flood. Elsewhere it to matter, with more details. In this context, it should speak of the theories raised in the result of investigations made regarding the inexplicable series of disasters to vessels and aircraft, said occurred in the Bermuda Triangle. Charles Billitz's book The of Bermuda Triangle, quoted in the introduction, speaks of remarkable findings, made plain in the Bahamas in that area, so mysterious. The disaster continues, which until now was not found an explanation. Billitz writes about these findings, since 1968 until now and especially in the vicinity of Bimini were underwater installations, such as impressing works of buildings, made of huge massive monoliths, placed one over the other and could be considered as roads, terraces, portworks or walls collapsed. In one way or another, they remember the stone buildings in the Peri, Inca in Peru, Stonehenge and the sanctuaries in the walls Cyclopaea's Greece Minoica. The age of the rocks is uncertain, although the tests with carbon-14 date some of approximately 12,000 BC fossil roots of the mangrove cover. The most famous of those findings is the Bimini Road, or Wall of Bimini, discovered in 1968 by Dr. H. Manson Valentine in cooperation with the diver Jacques Marol, Harold and Robert Angove Klim. From beginning to be observed from the surface ocean, the sea with exceptionally smooth and transparent, Drive Valentine was impressed with that finding, he described as an extensive paving of stones flat, rectangular and multangular of various size and thickness, of course finished and embedded in each other to form a whole, which certainly was artistic. In another part of that book, Berlitz writes, "Flights of Recognition, made since 1968, confirmed the existence of other notable works and, of course, by the hand of man, both in the sandbanks of the Bahamas, as on the seabed in the vicinity of Cuba, Haiti and Santo Domingo. It is reported that some buildings, then along the sea, have the appearance of pyramids or huge buildings, with domes. One of them, in the region of Bimini, measures 55 by 43 I well could be the basis of a pyramid. Other similar is the largest pyramids, the temples and terraces. In Cuban waters, a whole complex of ruins submarine, now located, awaiting the operation." Berlitz repeats the previous hypothesis and frequently raised, that the structures underwater plateau in the Bahamas indicate the presence of Atlantis. Apparently, this theory contradicts the Platonic narrative. However, this contradiction is only apparent, since the look more in depth the Platonic text, cannot fail to note that he describes the island as being of greater extent than that of Libya and Asia Minor, together, and it could target board with the other islands, and those located opposite to the continent. The liberal interpretation of the Platonic reporting allows the conclusion that Atlantis was the set of a large island and many smaller islands in the west of the Pillars of Hercules, so the Straits of Gibraltar, extending up to the east coast of America. According to Plato, all those islands perished during a single day and one night on chancy ill. It is not overvalue of indiscriminate way, the recent past, to assign greater importance to the results obtained by search of Atlantis in the past two centuries, considering them superior to those obtained in the last two millennia. Moreover, it was only in the 19th century that the narrative of Plato risen to a new life. Similar fate was reserved for another researcher meritorious, Ignatius Donnelly, the author of famous work Atlantis, The World Antediluvial, Atlantis, The Antediluvian World. In order that the value of their work is now properly assessed, it remember how little material susceptible of exact tests, the researchers had at their disposal. In view of this, the more command respect his attempts to find new arguments in the context of natural sciences. He developed the idea, perfectly acceptable, a plateau, meanwhile immersed, linking Europe, Africa and the New World and allowing the passage of animal and plant species between these three continents. Donnelly expose como tal plane alto poderiter impedido intradida currents maritimas tropicais no Atlantico norte, especulu que now existia a currenti do golfo in quanto existiu Atlantida. Moreover, this idea is being advocated recently, although the various titles, by Professor Ingvist, Göteborg, and by Dr. René Malaise, Stockholm, both of Sweden. The latter is the author of a book interesting and very original, published in 1950 under the title Atlantis, En geologisk verklighet, Atlantis, A Geological Reality. Indeed, elsewhere we have to address the issue of the Gulf and glaciation in the Northwest Europe. Is of particular importance to the work of Pril. Hans Petersen Atlantis and Atlantic. The Atlantis and the Atlantic. In it the author, a renowned oceanographer, leader of two expeditions and owner of vast experience, enough to draw the following conclusion, the question whether, in fact, existed in the Atlantic island of any great territorial extension, recently disappeared, seems to be totally negative response, nor appear out of the question the idea that, in times as remote as 10 to 20 millennia before hours of major disasters, causing changes in the level land, had been on top, or near the dorsal central Atlantic, so at the time when our continent was populated by man of the beginning of the Stone Age. So here is the trial of Gold Peterson, given the quality of oceanography. But then, Peterson, the scientist, is making a subjective trial, stating his belief in what they believe their colleagues, archaeologists and philosophers, certainly. The narrative of magnificence and riches of Atlantis, with its sovereign and warriors, their trade and their campaigns of conquest, the Temple of Poseidon, with the roof of ivory and gold, protected by the ring of canals and circular walls, all what is legend, the greatest poetic work of the thinkers of antiquity, Plato. Well, here Peterson is wrong. Examine in depth the pros and cons of the old Aristotelian statement, saying only that Plato would have invented the Atlantis, and that examination, we find that Plato could not have invented everything that counted. Moreover, remains far more comfortable repeating an old argument and even surpassed, that of recognizing the counter-revolutionary argument. Geology Mitica? Until today, in one way or another, nearly all geologists continue to reject the theory of Atlantis. This rejection is not so much as the idea of any time and anywhere in the Atlantic would have existed absent land today. Names such as Gondwana and Lemur played its role in scientific debates, but never and nowhere existed in an ocean of Gondwana or Lemur, while we have before us in the Atlantic Ocean, to which it gives its Atlantis and so apparent ill will. The reason for this is in fact the mythical island had disappeared so suddenly. And it is precisely this sudden disappearance that contradicts the standards of a century here, the Geology Phlegmatica, gradually, the teachings of Lyell, on the lonely end of tiny forces today, influencing changes in the Earth's surface. Perhaps the objections were minor against a continent, bridge, Atlantic, argument based on arguments which, over the millennia, have slowly sunk into the sea, to disappear entirely. However, the idea of a great island has disappeared during a single day and one night on Chauncey Hill is contrary to the doctrine of Lyell as to be rejected on Enmity and with it the whole theory of Atlantis. The counter-arguments say the following: if the island of Atlantis there was some evidence that there should have been found, but were not. Moreover, the island could not have disappeared just like that. Islands of large territory not usually do this. Never was such geological changes size. Volcanic eruptions, historically proven, such as Monte Pelee and Krakatoa, local effects and visual result, clearly visible. Lowering the soil, large scale, as recorded on the coast of Holland, do not happen in high seas. Although islets, atolls and coral banks, may arise and disappear as suddenly as occurred in some unstable regions, for example under the Pacific. A large island, covering an area of at least 200,000 square kilometer, is solid and heavy enough to suffer such sudden disappearance. Recognition of the Platonic texts, including the passage announcing the sinking of Atlantis catastrophal, therefore represents a repetition of the lesson's irresponsible catastrophe, released by Cuvier and his school, whose doctrines, with the discovery of Lyell, have been given as interest-only history. Currently, the predominant idea is more or less the following: although the doctrine of Sir Charles Lyell prevail on normal geological occurrences, do not exclude the possibility of rare disasters, for exception confirming the rule. In turn, the theory of Atlantis requires only a convulsion of the Earth, and then the possibility to have ceased to be so vehemently denied for the same as it was a few decades ago. Furthermore, this possibility is consistent with the theory of convection, the theory of tectonic plates, and in particular the doctrine of accommodation continental, established by Alfred Wegener. This revolutionary theory was raised almost seven decades ago and with it the theory of Atlantis came into conflict. Therefore, it must explain the theory of Wegener and geophysical databases, which are: the Earth we live in is not covered by a single plastic layer, formed of fragments, but a mantle in various strata. This was already aware of Edward Suess, who introduced the technical terms, since in normal use of SEMA, to the substrate silicon enrich in magnesium, and sile in the continental strata, higher, rich silicon and aluminium, floating in the substrate of Simon, the more dense and viscous, plastic in which they move slowly, as the glaciers into the sea. The removal of secular tectonic plates of America, Europe and Greenland, advocated by Alfred Wegener, has had his confirmation by the results obtained with the modern technique of measurement. This removal caused the gradual enlargement of the Atlantic, otherwise, the Atlantic Ocean should have smaller width. Wegener said that in the early tertiary period, The current old and new worlds were not separated by a large pit of water, but would constitute only a primitive continent, full, and that only later was divided into individual plates. This idea recalls, and much, the old design of the disc mythical land, surrounded by oceans, as figs. 4 and 5. In a comparison between the concept of world, Sumerian Babylonians, figure 5, and the layout of tectonic plates, prepared by Wegener, it impresses as a detailed repetition of the first, held at a later date. Of course, in its layout, Wegener could only put the southern continental plates in places where he thought they should be placed and where not, in fact, they were. Thus, the plate immediately Brazilian borders with Africa, but pursuing the line toward north schematic according Wegener, there would be found any traces of a turf intermediary, Atlantic, figure 6. The concept of Wegener, the existence of Atlantis have been simulated only by a land bridge, tertiary, between the European plate and Canadian turf. When then despite the reasons, the great tectonic plates moved away from one another, this land bridge was lost, then this would have been the origin of the legend of the submerged continent. Do with it was denied the Platonic narrative, or again she would have gone into shock with a new theory. The theory of Alfred Wegener on continental displacement is one of the most brilliant designs of today's geophysics. Its acceptance by colleagues is cause for satisfaction, only because it broke the dogmatic rigidity which, for decades, held the theoretical geology. The question of whether it is correct to the theory of Wegener, saying that once the continental plates would have been a full disk, is a subject of debate for geologists and cosmologists. The issue of the Atlantic has nothing to do with this. Probably, at times much earlier to the tertiary period, North America and Europe, in fact, were interconnected. Figure 6. Map of the Atlantic, in the lower tertiary, according to Alfred Wegener. The Atlantic did not exist. The tectonic plates, strongly deformed and embedded in each other, stood side by side. In the scheme Wegener, see the figure above, there was no room for Atlantis. Regarding the problem of Atlantis matter, however, the question, where has the demarcation line? Even a genius such as Wegener only managed to assume the details of the location of that line, without, however, can rediscover, and even less to prove its effective evolution. Want or not want, Wegener also had to use a certain amount of free will to draw the lines of demarcation, thus, was bound to make mistakes inevitable about its accuracy, which, because of the small scale of their maps, and could bring in several hundred kilometers. First of all, Wegener thought important to demonstrate that once the eastern edge of North America and Western Europe combined board in the way of how to combine to make acceptable the revolutionary assertion that, in fact, were related between them. Therefore, their schematic maps show a line just about right, not a maybe, really, but evolved as it should have evolved if the two edges continental, indeed, had combined to the point of a fit in the other. Strictly speaking, this represents a schematic anticipation of an outcome still to be proven and, therefore, in principle, affect the argument. A civilization, florescenti over 12 millennia? Also the researchers of antiquity, together with geologists, reject the theory of Atlantis. Although Alexander von Humboldt had emphasized the striking similarity between monuments found on both sides of the Atlantic, it does not get any other conclusion, beyond a vague possibility of missing a land bridge between the old and new world, or the idea conceived by Alfred Wegener. Particularly and especially archaeologists reject the passages speaking of the Platonic text in a civilization advanced, supposedly thriving in Atlanta, more than 12 millennia. For them, the descriptions of a dense population, many of the great splendor of royal palaces, the magnificence of the temples, the massive walls, with its sparkling coating, and zinc ores, the wide channels and the facilities of irrigation, they are only exaggeration mythical, fabulous details, which, a priori, invalidate the whole story in it and subtract the last remnants of credibility. However, with this, went unnoticed by the realistic description of the topography of the Western Atlantic, which, in turn, certifies the authenticity of intrinsically Platonic narrative.